glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Welcome to the Thursday, June 23rd program of Mark and Friends. I'm Tim Nelson on what I want to call a thankful Thursday. I'm thankful that freedom like no other can be found in following Jesus. A Spirit-led believer leaves a condemnation-free life. It doesn't mean that there won't be failures. It doesn't mean that there won't be inconsistencies. But the Bible says there is no condemnation. Romans chapter 8, verse 1. God is not finished with you. You are a work in progress, and I'm a work in progress. God sees us for what we will become, not just what we are. We see the past. God sees the future. We see the end. God sees a new beginning.
The verdict was guilty. Case closed. The end. No chance for me to ever leave this prison of my sin. Now I know it might sound crazy, but one day a key unlocked that cell. I heard a small voice say your debt's been paid by somebody else. And now I'm walking, walking, walking free. No more darkness, guilt has lost its grip on me. When mercy called my name, those chains fell out.
Now I ain't nothing perfect.
No.
I still stumble every single day. Yeah. I still get knocked down, but the difference now is that's not where I stay. No.
'Cause I got a Savior who knows everywhere.
See, your victory is just up ahead. 'Cause there is a Savior who knows everywhere you've been, and he's telling you that you'll never have to go back there again. So if you know that you'll never have to go back there again, then sing, I'm walking, walking, walking free. No more darkness, guilt and lost its grip on me. When mercy called my name, those chains fell at my feet. And now I'm walking, walking, walking free. Walking free, yeah. Ooh, I'm walking free. Ooh, yeah. Walking free. I'm walking free. Ooh, yeah.
People are still looking for something that provides lasting security and meaning. But the Bible reminds us that nothing on earth lasts forever. No matter how much we see, we are never satisfied. No matter how much we hear, we're not content. All these pursuits are like chasing the wind, like Ecclesiastes 1 verse 14 says. So what's the answer? Trust in God. He is eternal, immortal, invisible. He never changes. Today, I'm thankful that God is always inviting us to join him in what he is doing in and around us for his purpose and glory.
Immortal, you are not like a man, that you change your mind, change your plan. Our human eyes can't see the depths of your majesty. You're the God.
Mark and Friends with a thankful Thursday today. I'm thankful for God always being willing to forgive us of our sins. You may search and search, but you'll never find a love so forgiving, so empowering, so transformative, so faithful, and so satisfying as the love of Jesus. Amen? The deepest level of human fulfillment, purpose, and thriving is always found vertically. The Bible is a narrative of the unshakable love God has for His people and the world He created. It culminates with Him finally making all things new again.
The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. Oh, love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong, it shall angels' song.
We can only see a little of the ocean as we stand on the rocky shore, but out there beyond the eye's horizon, there's more. We can only see a little of God's loving, a few rich treasures from His mighty store, but out there beyond the eye's horizon, there's more. There's more. Could we with ink the ocean fill, or were the skies of parchment made, were every stalk on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade, to write the love of God drain the ocean dry, nor could the scroll contain the whole, though stretched from sky to sky. Shall forevermore endure the saints, the angels' song.
Are you thankful for God's promises today? The Bible is filled with countless promises from God. Charles Stanley says, not all of them are for us. Still, even though these words don't apply directly to us, they still serve a divine purpose in our lives. God does not change, and the faithfulness He displayed in the Old Testament is the same faithfulness we experience from Him today. Whenever we read that God delivered on a specific promise, we're reminded that He will also deliver what He has promised us, including eternity with Him for those who believe in His Son's death and resurrection. 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 14 says, "For since we believe that Jesus died and was raised to life again, we also believe that when Jesus returns, God will bring back with Him the believers who have died."
One day You'll make everything new, Jesus. One day You will bind every wound. Former things shall all pass away, no more tears. One day You'll make sense of it all, Jesus. One day every question resolved, every anxious thought left behind, no more fear. When we all get to heaven, What a day of rejoicing that will be when we all see Jesus. We'll sing and shout the victory. One day we will see face to face Jesus. Is there a greater vision of grace? And in a moment we shall be changed on that day. And one day we'll be free, free indeed, Jesus. One day all the struggle will cease, and we will see your glory. And in a moment we shall be changed. Yes, in a moment we shall be changed. In a moment we shall be changed on that day. And when we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be when we all see Jesus. We'll sing and shout the victory. We'll sing and shout the victory. We will weep no more. No more tears, no more shame, no more struggle, no more walking through the valley of the shadow, no cancer, no depression. Just the brightness of your glory, just the wonder of your grace. Everything as it was meant to be, all of this will change. We'll see you face to face, Jesus, face to face.
Reach into the mailbag on this thankful Thursday and get a note from Lisa from Springfield, who's thankful for WLUJ being on the air 35 years. She says, so sorry to have missed the recent gathering, the open house, but she wishes us the best, and she really enjoys the music as well as Dr. Lutzer and Dr. Jeremiah. She says there's always something to learn on WLUJ. Anthony and Betty Ann write in from Mount Pulaski. They say, we're longtime listeners since WLUJ began, and we're thankful and praise God for this ministry. So many lives changed and souls saved. It's something to shout about, they say. Diane from Petersburg writes in to say she enjoys the scripture reading on the Great News Media stations and WLUJ, and continue to lift up Jesus for many years to come. And Donna Leland, she says, does a great job in the morning on WLUJ. Thank you for joining us here on this Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. I'm Tim Nelson. I'll be back in the studio tomorrow as we talk about God's love and have a Bible Q&A session with a live studio audience. I'll be sitting in for Mark tomorrow along with Pastor Jason Schiffo at 7:32 a.m. and the rebroadcast at 7:32 p.m. Illinois time here on Mark and Friends.
He gives beauty for ashes, strength for fear, gladness for mourning, peace for despair. He gives beauty for ashes, strength for fear, gladness for mourning, peace for despair. When sorrow seems to surround you, when suffering hangs heavy on your head, know that tomorrow brings wholeness and healing. God knows your need, just believe what He said. He gives beauty for ashes, strength for fear, gladness for mourning, for despair. He gives beauty for ashes, strength for fear, gladness for mourning, peace for despair. When what you've done keeps you from moving, when fear wants to make itself at home in your heart, know that forgiveness brings wholeness and healing. God knows your need, just believe what is said. He gives beauty for ashes, strength for fear, gladness for mourning, peace for despair. He gives beauty for ashes, strength for fear, gladness for was lost, but God has found me. I was bound, I've been set
free,
been made righteous in His sight. A display of His splendor all can see.
I once was lost, but God has found me.
Though I was bound, I've been set free.
I've been made righteous in His sight.
A display of His splendor all can see.
Ooh. He gives me beautiful ashes,
strength for fear, gladness for mourning, peace for despair. He gives beauty for ashes, strength for fear, gladness for mourning, peace for despair. He gives beauty for ashes,
strength for fear,
gladness for mourning, for
despair. He gives beauty for ashes,
strength for fear,
gladness for mourning,
peace for despair,
peace for despair,
peace for despair.